The word hope is defined as a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. It can also be expressed as a feeling of trust. In life, we hope for a great many things. We hope for good health, loving relationships, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Some hope for wealth or prosperity. Others hope for security. Students hope to be accepted into a university. Then they hope mom and dad will send money, and then they hope for good marks. Children and adults alike, they hope to be accepted and understood. Most people hope for happiness, which might include hoping for a great many other things. In life, we all want certain things to happen. These are the things which we hope for. And often we share our hopes with others, our spouse, parents, children, and friends. In these instances, we trust the other individual, and perhaps we work together towards our common hope. Working towards our common hope is part of the equation that maybe we don't often think about. Hope without action is really just wishful thinking. I Googled the word hope, looking for an articulate definition, which of course I've shared with you this morning. However, as often the case, an example of the word was provided. And the example that was shared about hope was this. He looked through her belongings in the hope of coming across some information. Of course, that example made me wonder about the overall context that the example was embedded in. Though at times I admit that I've had to look for something in Kate's purse, always with her knowledge, and I hope that I might find what I'm looking for. But I must confess that I simply don't understand her filing system. What I'm trying to imply is that hope often has an active component to it. We are actively hoping that something will happen, and we are willing to do some work to ensure that it happens. To this end, we look after our health. We care for our spouse and our children. We work hard to earn a living, to provide security. We study so that we'll earn good marks, and then mom and dad might be more agreeable about sending money. We aren't above doing a little bit of work to see our hopes come true. By doing the work, we demonstrate our trust in the things that we hope for. Now, before I continue, I want to cover off another aspect of hope. That is, hoping that the Blue Jays might actually win a game, or that the bullpen won't blow the game, or that the Maple Leafs win the Stanley Cup, because the first round draft pick isn't going to change a whole lot. Well, and then the Raptors, let's not get us started about fourth quarter meltdowns. Friends, that's not hoping. That's wishful thinking. And we should be mindful of the difference. But this morning, both our reading from Revelation and from John's Gospel contain passages which are full of hope. And as Christians, hope is central to our faith. During Advent, one of the Sundays is dedicated to hope. That is, the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. During a Bible study last year, we examined the questions or the question, what do I need to believe in order to be a Christian? Sort of a what's the minimum requirements type thing. And as part of that process, we watched some videos from various sources. And one of the videos featured Stephen Fry, the English comedian, who is also an atheist. And the video featured a scathing attack by Fry on God and God's goodness. After watching the video, we discussed his comments that he had made and thought about how we might respond if someone said such a thing to us. Were the comments that Fry made reflective of how we understand God? And one of the participants made the comment that Fry was unable to express or experience hope, that he had no hope. As Christians, hope, of course, is central to who we are as God's people. In our reading from John's Gospel, we hear about the promise of the Holy Spirit, of the Advocate who is to come and continue to inform and challenge our living. In Revelation, we begin to see the promise that is the new creation, a creation in which there is no longer a need for the temple, because God will dwell with us. A future hope in which we will find God present with us. As Christians, our lives, our worship, our prayer, everything we do all points to the glory of God. Glory which is both here and now and still to come. This is the duality in which we live as Christians. Recognition that the kingdom of God begins at the events of the cross, but is also still yet to come as described in Revelation. We find ourselves, our lives, in between these two events. As Christians, we hope for the promise of the kingdom and of the future glory which awaits. However, we acknowledge that we need to work towards our future hope. We are active citizens of the kingdom of God, and we participate in hope for the coming of the kingdom. This is who we are as Christians. Today, this message has special significance as we are celebrating 183 years as a community of faith. 183 years of worship, service, care, and love rooted in the hope which we have in Jesus Christ. Today, we celebrate our accomplishments as a community of faith, and how those accomplishments reflect God's character back into this community. Let's consider the ways that we as a community of faith demonstrate our hope in God back into Coburg and the world. We worship faithfully every week. We engage in the study of God's Word. We pray faithfully. The soup kitchen, which is run on Thursdays here at St. Andrews, which I referenced earlier in the children's time, has been recognized for the work that began. How many years ago, Cecilia, did you start it up? 15, 16 years ago that this ministry began and is faithfully continued week in and week out. Refugee sponsorship, of which we are a part, bringing people from dangerous parts of the world and giving them a second chance, opportunity at many of the things that we hope for. We have answered the prayers that are their hope for security, for safety for them and for their families. Community outreach, the way we provide our building for various different community groups, for our presence in the community, our presence at the Waterfront Festival. Yes, it's a fundraiser, but we are also a Christian presence at our town's biggest event of the year. Our engagement on issues of importance to our society. A couple of weeks ago, Nellie brought in a petition for you to sign about the cuts that are happening at our hospital. Cuts which will affect the health care that our community receives. And we recognize and say, this isn't right. We want good health care. Advocating on behalf of the homeless. Financially supporting many local charities, NeighborLink, Community Care, Transition House, on and on. Supporting our denomination and its mission efforts. Last week, the WMS led the service, and we heard about what the WMS is involved and engaged with. You learned a little bit about some of the work that Joy did as a missionary for 35 years in Taiwan. Supporting relief efforts through PWS&D, Presbyterian World Service and Development. Enabling mission work through Presbyterian Sharing, which is how Joy was able to go and do her work. She was funded through Presbyterian Sharing. These are things which we put our time and our effort into. These are all things that we work towards. And all of these things point to our hope and trust in God. A hope which says all things will be made new. A hope which says we are forgiven in Jesus Christ. Within the passage from Revelation are found what I find to be two of the most inspiring promises in Scripture. John tells us, the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life. This passage reminds us that life springs from God, that God is the source of life, and that on every side of that river is found the tree of life, a tree which was lost to us when Adam and Eve were exiled from the garden. This is the promise of eternity with God. And John tells us that the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations, a reminder that God is interested in healing, that God desires peace. And finally, we read, and there will be no more night. They need no light or lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light. Imagine not needing these lights, because the very presence of God will illuminate everything for us. We speak and read of that metaphorically in Psalm 119, that God's word is a light to our path. Just imagine what that will be like. Today, we celebrate 183 years as a community of faith. We hope for the future coming of the kingdom, and we actively work towards that goal, towards that hope. For our hope is founded on nothing less than Jesus Christ, who is our rock and our redeemer. Amen.